I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. I think the big news right now is the collapse of science, especially the collapse of medical science in the United States, and the shocking stuff we've heard over the course of the last few days. But we're going to save that for Sex Science Sunday, and we do have some sex tie-ins with that. But we're also going to look at the bigger picture that science is collapsing in the United States. At the federal level, it barely exists, and there's far more effort being put into deny science than to look at science. So that's bad. We've talked about Godwin's Law a number of times here on the show, and basically, it postulates that the longer an online discretion grows, the probability of a comparison involving Nazis or Hitlers approaches one. There's also reductio ad Hitlerum, which is basically playing the Nazi card. You try to invalidate someone else's position on the basis that it was the same view held by Adolf Hitler. And this is almost always wrong, abusive rhetoric, inflammatory, and that's generally the case, until it isn't. Because when someone starts acting like Hitler, implementing Hitlerian policies, and sharing a lot of the same beliefs when he's running a country, you can start to make Hitler comparisons, and that's really where we are right now with the President of the United States. And every president since Hitler has gotten compared to Hitler by his opponents, but never before in history has it been a valid comparison. But now it is. And Exhibit 1 is the way we treat immigrants. Immigrants who don't have the proper papers, which is always very important to have the proper papers in Nazi Germany as well. The way we've handled it has been a crime against humanity. It's a war crime, even though we're not at war. In a way, we're at war with people who want to come here. There's been a lot of sick stuff. There was the guy who was monitoring female immigrants' menstrual cycles. Really sick stuff. The putting the kids in cages, the enormous number of sexual assaults. And sure, those are all things you would have found in Nazi Germany. And here's another one. Mass hysterectomies. We learned about this thanks to Project South from the Institute for the Elimination of Poverty and Genocide, and they allege that one specific doctor performed numerous hysterectomies on women detained in an ICE facility. That was the Irwin County Detention Center in Georgia. These surgeries are done, apparently against the will of the women, and they're experimental. That's right. We're putting women in cages, and then doing medical experiments on them. This is hard to believe. I swear to God, I didn't have to cover this. But it's important. Because this is a crime against humanity. And that's not rhetoric. That's the law. Any country that does this sort of thing has committed a crime against humanity. There's a great irony. And you're going to be sick to your stomach when I tell you this. I've known this for a while, but it's still knowing this is shocking to me. So the Nazis, they went around the world, and they studied apartheid regimes for a blueprint for the Third Reich. In other words, they studied some of the most racist countries in the world to understand how they might be, you know, equally effective at being horrendously racist. One of the countries where they got a whole bunch of ideas was the United States, which at that time, many medical professionals were practicing a form of eugenics. They also had the example of the Tuskegee syphilis study. That took place in 1932. There wasn't a treatment for syphilis. So what our government did is they offered 600 black men free medical care. Instead of taking care of them, they gave them syphilis and studied them. Yes, that too was a crime against humanity, and we actually have quite a history of these kind of horrific crimes. We've been trying to move away from that horrific racist history that our country has had. And we can certainly see that by the people in the streets protesting. They've had it. They're done. But now we're back with a president who seems to fully embrace that kind of thinking and seems apparently quite willing to add on top of that the things that he has learned from reading the only book he has ever read that we know of for sure, and that's a book by Adolf Hitler. That this stuff is going on is a nightmare. That more people aren't rising up against it is also a nightmare. 40% of our country, it seems, at least, is perfectly fine with this sort of thing. They're perfectly fine with having a leader who does not answer to anyone, including the Supreme Court and judges and the Congress, because so far, there have been a lot of decisions made by those folks that the president has just simply ignored. They're supposed to tell him how to spend money. He spends it however he wants. Our system of government right now is functionally broken. When the president said, "Make America great," apparently he's talking about the 1930s when we did this kind of shit. And now we're back at it. We've talked many times on the show about QAnon, the dumbest conspiracy theory in the history of humanity, and now it's evolved into a dangerous, dangerous cult. And it's not shrinking, it's growing. For those of you somewhat familiar with QAnon, let me read a quote from Gregory Stanton. He wrote, "A secret cabal is taking over the world. They kidnap children, slaughter, and eat them to gain power from their blood. They control high positions in governments, banks, international finance, the news media, and the church. They want to disarm the police. They promote homosexuality and pedophilia. They plan to mongrelize the white race so it'll lose its essential power." Now, that will sound familiar to people who have been following QAnon, and it will also be very familiar to people like Gregory Stanton, who studied genocide and who studied it for 40 years and is very, very familiar with how things were handled by the Nazis. All those things he stated are equally true for QAnon and their belief system, and they're equally true for the propaganda that the Nazis used. Same stuff, same ideas. Gregory Stanton has worked for 40 years to study genocide. He is one of the top experts in the world, and he points out, and it seems pretty obvious when you think about it, QAnon just repackages and updates some of the most toxic parts of the Nazi belief system. Now, the insidious plot that he described, it was actually revealed in the most influential anti-Jewish pamphlet of all time. You probably heard of it. It's called The Protocols of the Elders of Zion. It was written as if it were actually written by the people doing this plot, but it was actually written by Russian anti-Jewish propagandists in 1902 or around there. Basically, put a bunch of myths together about how Jews might take over the world, and so they mixed a whole bunch of stuff together. Central to it was this idea of the blood libel. The pamphlet claimed that Jews kidnapped and slaughtered Christian children and drained their blood to mix in the dough for matzos consumed on Jewish holidays. It's been updated to kidnapping and killing children and raping them and having orgies with them and then salvaging the adrenochrome from them to use as a drug to make you stronger. So QAnon takes some of the stuff from the Protocols of the Elders of Zion and then mixes in some super crazy to make an already insane racist idea even more insane, and this time it's not strictly racist. They're using it against all of their enemies instead of just the Jews, so it's more inclusive. Now, the Protocols of the Elders of Zion was a fraud. It was a horrible, horrific piece of propaganda, and Nazis published it as a children's book, in a children's book form. And it was required reading in every primary school in Germany. The Jewish blood libel was spread by Der Stürmer, the storm, and you'll see the term storm used a lot in the QAnon movement as it was used in Nazi and modern Nazi wannabe writings. Now, the Protocols of the Elders of Zion was not limited to just Nazi Germany. Henry Ford had 500,000 copies printed and distributed here, and Father Coughlin preached the Protocols on national radio, so they're not unfamiliar to Americans. They do have a history, and certainly it was the Ku Klux Klan who adopted some of those ideas. And so we're not strangers to the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. They had some influence in the United States as well, and QAnon just updates it. The Texas Republican Party has a new slogan, "We are the storm." There's a dozen Republicans who are running, who are in the QAnon movement, at least one who seems certain to be elected, because she's running unopposed. QAnon and Donald Trump, we've seen all this stuff before. It turned out very, very badly. We need to stop it. We need to stop it right now, before it'll be too late.